Joining me now, Pastor Colin Smith. You know him from Unlocking the Bible, which comes on every day right after this program. And you also know him from our Open the Bible initiative that we have been engaged in. We're here to talk about the Open the Bible book. It's a 30-day adventure into Scripture. So, Colin, welcome to Mornings with Carmen.
Hi there. It's great to be with you again. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you. So I like the way that you have taken this content that people have access to at openthebible.org. You guys have condensed it down into what I'll describe as like a 30-day romp through Scripture. We're gonna come to know God the Father, trust God the Son, and then live in the Holy Spirit. Talk with us about this very invitational book.
Well, it's a very simple introduction to the Bible. I think a lot of folks know one or two stories from the Bible, but don't have much of a sense of what the Bible itself as a story is all about. And there really is one storyline that runs through the entire Bible. I like to say it begins in a garden, it ends in a city, and all the way through it's about Jesus Christ. And so what Open the Bible in 30 Days does is it follows the Bible storyline, really in three parts. We often think about, you know, there's the Old Testament, the New Testament. Really, there's three parts to the Bible. There's the Old Testament, where we get to know God the Father. There are the Gospels, where we get to know God the Son. And there's the Acts and the New Testament letters that are really about life in the Holy Spirit. And so it's an introduction that helps us to know who God is and to follow the Bible story from beginning to end.
All right, and this is an ebook. Do I have that right?
It's a physical book as well as an ebook. Yes,
well, there
it's
you
published
go.
By right. Moody, and it's just out a couple of weeks.
All right, so you can get it as an ebook. You can get it as a physical book. Open the Bible in 30 days. I love the obviously I have the ebook, and so I love the journey, the travel, the journey. The discovery motif. I like that you explore like geography and landscape. I don't think that we often think about exploring Scripture or engaging in Scripture in this way. We think of it as this like old dusty tome and probably full mostly of bad of things that are going to make me feel bad about myself. That is not at all what this experience is like. You are really inviting us to engage in a 30-day journey through Scripture where we get, you know, we get like a Google Maps in-depth experience, and we get to meet the people.
Yes, the thing that was really helpful to me, Carmen, was to see that you can picture the Bible story as being like a series of mountains and valleys. And once you get that picture, the storyline begins to flow. So, for example, in the Old Testament, you obviously start with a marvelous mountaintop of God creating. And then, of course, you go straight into a valley in which human sin brings curse into the world. And then you get mountaintops that keep coming after that. I mean, God's great intervention with Abraham and the promise that blessing will come to people from all nations. And the story's going to follow. How's that blessing going to come? Then you have another mountaintop with Moses and another one with David and so forth and so on. And between each of the mountaintops, there's a valley. 400 years, God's people are slaves in Egypt. You know, 300 years, they are in chaos in the period of the judges. So that simple visual carries throughout the book and gives a sense, I think, of a journey that we're actually exploring mountaintops of God's disclosure or revelation of himself and some pretty intense valleys of human suffering and of darkness. But that's the Bible. That's the Bible story. It's God speaking into our world as it is. And all the way through, it's about Jesus Christ, right from beginning to end.
So my husband would call this this approach like a narrative arc, because what you are doing is you're taking us into the rhythm of the rise and the fall, narrative rhythm that happens where there's, you know, there's a rising tension and then there's this pinnacle experience. And then, you know, on the other side of that, again, there is another valley. And all of Scripture then also creates this redemptive narrative arc. So talk about sort of the entirety of the redemptive narrative. As, you know, the Bible is this comprehensive one story, as you put it.
Well, Jesus himself makes that very, very clear. And most famously, of course, on the road to Emmaus, where after the resurrection, he's talking to two disciples and he opens up in the scriptures the things that relate to himself. So that's referring to the Old Testament scriptures. And clearly, Jesus took them on a journey through the Old Testament that pointed out how it was all essentially about him. And Jesus said the same to the Pharisees, you know, you search the scriptures diligently, he said, but these are the scriptures that speak about me, and yet you won't come to me. So it's very clear from the words of Jesus that the way that we're to read the whole Bible from beginning to end is that it is all about him. And if we see him in scripture, then we see its central purpose. And if we miss him, then we may have learned some interesting stories or some interesting moral principles, but we've missed the essential piece that it's all about. The Bible is the story of how this is God's world. He's the creator and therefore the owner. It's a world in rebellion against him, and he has committed himself to redeem the world, to make a people for himself and to save them. And he does this in and through Jesus Christ. And the drama of that story from beginning to end is very, very wonderful.
Colin, let's take a very brief break. When we come back, let's talk about how people have responded to the OpenTheBible.org effort and initiative. And then what's your early feedback on the Open the Bible in 30 Days? Sort of what's the... I'm going to ask you to kind of tell people maybe which order to go in. And I suspect that the 30 days comes before the unlockingthebible.org approach. But I'd love for you to just help us, if we've never studied the Bible before in any intentional way, when we come back from the break, will you just help us get started?
Sure.
I love that. All right. I'm talking with Pastor Colin Smith from Unlocking the Bible. We're talking today about Open the Bible in 30 Days. It's the book edition of what you will then also find in extended form at openthebible.org. We'll be right back.
The Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be.
Continuing my conversation with Pastor Colin Smith, we are talking about a resource now available, Open the Bible in 30 Days. And actually, here at Faith Radio, we're giving away 5 copies of the book each week this month. But don't text me. This time, you have to go to myfaithradio.com to enter to win one of the 5 copies of Open the Bible in 30 Days that we're giving away each week this month. So go to myfaithradio.com if you are interested in a complimentary copy of Open the Bible in 30 Days. This is a part of our larger Open the Bible initiative and effort. It's a part of the openthebible.org invitation for you to engage in the scriptures. Pastor Smith, talk with us about if a person has never, like, they've just found the Bible intimidating. They listen, to Christian radio, but they have not ever sat down and actually engaged in the study of scripture for themselves. Make that appeal.
Oh, well, that's exactly what we want to encourage people to do. And what we're trying to do through the Ministry of Unlocking the Bible is give different ways of doing this that will fit different levels of interest and timescale that's available for doing it. You know, one size doesn't fit all. And the way that I've thought about this is if you go to a national park, you could take a drive around it, or you could take a hike through it. Now, which is better? Well, you know, that's an unanswerable question. Some will be drawn to the hike, some will be drawn to the drive. The openthebible.org that many folks from Faith Radio are engaged in is like a hike. It really gets close to some of the big themes of the Bible story. This book that we're talking about today that's just come out, Open the Bible in 30 Days, that's a little bit like the drive. It's going to take you through the same terrain. It's going to do it more quickly. It's going to do it more easily. And whether you want to drive or whether you want to hike, the Bible is the most marvelous journey, and you want to get in there and explore it because you're going to discover the truth about Jesus, which is going to be life-changing for you.
So can I ask a question about, you know, the neighborhood where you serve? I think you are in the greater Chicagoland area. Am I right?
That's right.
In terms of your geography? So give us a little sense. I mean, you know, obviously we all see the headlines. We were a little, you know, we were frankly a little afraid of what we saw going on in downtown Chicago. Just talk with us about, you know, how things are feeling and how you guys are engaging there in your local community.
Yes, you know, it's very different depending on where in the greater Chicago area one is. And I think that that's true of any city and of its suburbs. The Orchard, the church that I'm privileged to pastor, has six campuses and a seventh just opening, and one is right in the city of Chicago. So our people have quite different experiences. You're asking particularly a question about Chicago. And so from the perspective of the Chicago campus, our folks there are doing a marvelous work. A lot of work that is being done has included distribution of meals to folks who are in really difficult situations economically at the moment. There have been prayer walks. There have been lots of conversations. Times of difficulty always are times of opportunity for Christian believers and for the Christian church. And we feel anxiety in these times for very, very good reasons. But, you know, at a time where people are raising problems, Christian believers have been given the one who really is the answer. And the one in whom light and hope can be found. I was speaking last Sunday, Carmen, about the words of Jesus. I am the light of the world. We need light. We need hope. We need the peace and the help that can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think this is a great day for Christian believers to be able to shine the light of the Lord Jesus Christ into a world where it's desperately needed.
And to resist the temptation to put it under a bushel basket or obscure it in any way. Colin, I think one of the temptations that we all actively live with is to be a private Christian, to acknowledge that Jesus is the light of my life, that he is the hope of my salvation. But I can just keep that to myself. That is not what living in the Spirit looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why Jesus says, I am the light of the world, not just I am a light to you, which of course is true. But when we come into the light of Christ, we ourselves, therefore, are able to become light bearers in the world. And the New Testament follows that analogy through. But here's the thing. If we're going to bear witness to the truth about Jesus, we have to have a good working knowledge of the truth about Jesus settled in our minds and our hearts. And that's why Peter says, you know, you've always got to be ready to give an answer for the hope, the reason for the hope that is within you. So first, there's got to be hope in us. And then we've got to be able to explain why there's hope in us. And the reason there's hope in us is because of Jesus and the truth of what he's done for us and what he's able to do for any person who comes to him. And so that really brings us back to the importance in this time of Christians engaging with the scripture and then bringing other people to engage in the scripture. What we're challenging our folks to do at the moment, Carmen, is just this question. Who in your life needs to know the God of the Bible and might be open to open the Bible with you if you ask them? And what we're doing in openthebible.org and what we're doing in this 30-day book is really providing resources for Christian believers, not only to develop our knowledge of the truth ourselves, but also to introduce the truth to other people who desperately need to receive it. And I think we're living in days, and our people are, I'm hearing many stories of people that are reflecting the reality that folks don't know the truth of the Bible now, and many are more open to discover it than some of us may think.
Can I tell you a very brief story that you may not have yet heard? Okay, so there's a woman whose name is Regina Shelton, and she, a believer in Jesus, lover of him, lived in Oakland, California, happened to live one story below a seven-year-old girl whose parents had gone through a divorce named Kamala Harris. And Regina became Kamala's really, you know, second mom. That became her second home. It's where she would go after school every day. And every Sunday, Regina and her husband Arthur would load up Kamala, her little sister Maya, and other kids from the neighborhood whose parents weren't taking them to church. And she took them to church. And Kamala talks about sitting next to Mrs. Shelton in church, where she would have her Bible open in her lap. She says this: Miss Shelton would bring her Bible to church every Sunday. And sitting alongside her, I was introduced to the teachings of that Bible. Now, I'm not here to say that, you know, Kamala Harris is necessarily living by everything that she saw in the Word. But that, what you are describing right now, that there are kids in our neighborhoods who do not know the Bible. It has never been opened to them. We need to lay it open in our laps, and we need to be in close enough proximity to those kids that they might see what's in there and come to know the God who is.
Well, and thank you for that. That's wonderful. And thank you for saying that, Carmen. And just in terms of the book that we're talking about here, because we've had the chance to use this material before it went out more publicly in our own church life, where we've used this book has been with middle school students. That's not the only place we've used it, but we've used it with middle school students. And those who've been teaching this material to middle school students have found that they have been able to embrace and grasp it really, really well. So this is not some heavy tome. This is something that parents can use with their kids at home. This is something you could use with your neighbor's kids to take up the analogy, the story, the wonderful story that you have just told there, Carmen. It's accessible. It's simple. We want people to get into the Bible, discover who God is, and come to living faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I really hope and pray that Open the Bible in 30 Days will help many people, young and old, to do that.
Colin Smith, thank you as always for helping us to unlock the Bible. Thank you for helping us open the Bible in 30 days. The resource is available. You guys were given away copies. You just need to go to myfaithradio.com and sign up for the giveaway, enter to win. Colin, thank you for joining us today, and blessings upon your ministry.
It's a real pleasure. God bless you too. Thank you.
It's a joy. We'll be right back.